Okay, things recording. Cool. Sorry, guys. I'm like nervous. Okay. All right, cool. I call this meeting to order on Monday, February 9th at 4:31 p.m. in the Frankie Sudell Pop-Up Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item two, was this agenda posted with 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. And is the meeting date taking place on the day, week, month, year, and time of the location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. And then on to agenda item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nuu, Washoe, Washu, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Nuu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. And then roll call.
Vice Chair Huang,
Present.
Senator Kitch,
Absence excused.
Senator DeBarge,
Present.
Senator Lawson,
Present.
Senator Issa,
Present.
Senator Barbash,
Tardy excuse.
Senator Calderon,
Tardy excuse.
Senator Dayton,
Present.
Senator Atkinson,
Present.
Carmen's present.
Perfect. Moving on to agenda item five, public comment. Does anyone have public comment? Cool. There is nothing for agenda item six, seven. So we'll move down to agenda item. Actually, we'll move down to agenda item nine, Senator reports first. Senator Kitch is not here, so she cannot give a report for the Office of Provost, but I am here. So item 9B, Student Services and Residence Hall Association. So RHA, we had meetings last few weeks. We didn't have one last week. We normally have a meeting every Friday at 2 to 3. And those have just been pretty regular. The Multicultural Senator is putting on an event called Lunar New Year. And I think I brought this up last time we went to ASA. Fortunately, I'm working with Leaf to get them some funding. And then the last time Residence Hall Association met, they also agreed to give the Multicultural Center some funding for that event. So I think it should be funded well. And there's nothing else to report there. And then for student services, I was supposed to meet with Dr. Speed last Tuesday at 11 a.m., but then something came up and she was unable to meet at that time. So we're meeting tomorrow at her office. And then we'll skip down to 9D, Senator Dayton for the Nevada Career Studio.
Yeah, I contacted with my new liaison position. She wanted me to tell everyone that February 2nd to tomorrow, there's free printing for the Career Center, but like that's kind of late notice since it's tomorrow. And then also, I'm working with the Disability Resource Center to try to get change the Nevada policy, like the university policy on recording lectures, which is technically an academic and student affair. So I'll keep you guys posted on how that goes in case you guys want to give a public comment. We've approached by the Senate.
Thank you. 9E, Senator DeBarger, University Libraries.
Yeah, I emailed twice and I am not got a response.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, cool. We can talk about getting in contact with that person. I think maybe their liaison might have changed, so we'll look into it. Yeah.
It was Heather Dayton.
Okay, cool. Senator Issa, 9F.
Senator Issa, for the record, not much to report on my two liaison positions. Faculty Senate will be meeting next on February 13th, although their agenda is not posted yet on you on our website, so I don't know what they're going to be talking about. And I did make contact with my other liaison, the Office of Digital Learning. It was Ed Huffman. I sent an email, but I have not yet received a response yet, so I'll keep you updated at our next meeting.
Okay. And then 9G, Senator Lawson, Greek Life.
I reached out to Rick and sent him an email. He just got back to him a few days ago. He's been sick. He's got a meeting scheduled for next week.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll move back up to 9A, liaison adoptions and changes. So we have three slots open: academic advising, admissions and records, and then we realize that student life services is actually different from student services. So student services is Dr. Speed. She helps with like ASUN. That's like an umbrella term for like ASUN and other things like that. And I believe student life services is broader. And currently there's two people who are the vice president of student life services, and I believe one of them is Dean Kennedy. So I'm willing to take on student life services because me and Dean are pretty close. I'm an RA, but I need someone to take on the other two, or preferably Senator Atkinson can take on one, and then Senator Calderon also doesn't have a liaison position, I believe. So just to make sure that everybody has one, and then we'll be completely filled out, which will be cool. So I'm seeking a motion to add myself to the liaison position of Student Life Services through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Jason Issa, or Senator Issa. Can I get a second? Seconded by Senator Lawson. Thank you. And then, does anyone want to take on academic advising or admissions and records?
Senator, for the record,
Yeah.
I place myself on.
Point of order, you need to ask if there's any dissent.
Oh, sorry. Is there any dissent for my motion? I apologize. Seeing none, that motion is approved. Okay. Sorry, Senator Atkinson.
I'm to place myself on the liaison for advising through unanimous consent.
Second by Senator Barger. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, you have been moved to the following liaison positions. And then I'll talk with Senator Calderon because he's not here, and I don't think we have much else. And maybe he can get in contact with admissions of records is what we have left in the meantime before our next meeting. But yeah, okay. Moving down to, well, I mean, I'll ask if anybody wants it. If anyone wants to change, make any other changes, drop anything, or if they want to take on admissions and records, we can do that too. So I'll leave it open if there's any other motions. We're good. Okay, cool. And then moving down to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any more public comment at this time? Luis,
Thank you,
go
Vice
ahead. Yeah.
Chair Wang,
Yes.
Lisa Hila, Associate Director. For the record, I just want to remind you of the career fairs happening this week, and most importantly, the career networking mixer that's happening from 4 to 6 on the fourth floor, and then the career fair for STEM majors on Wednesday from 12 to 3, fourth floor of the boardroom, and all majors career and internship fair happening on Thursday the 12th from 12 to 3 on the fourth floor of the JCSU, and I'll send out follow-up email to everyone.
Thank you, Louis. Awesome. Is there any more public comment at this time? No? Cool. With that being said, we'll move on down to agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting today at 4:39 p.m. in the Frankie Studio Papa conference room. Yeah. And on Zoom. Thank you.
You might turn off.
I do. It's by this, yes, just right out there.
Still relevant, but not great.